Welcome back to Lifeline. Now I'm joined on the line by Ruth Morrow. Good morning to you, Ruth.
Good morning, Debbie.
And Ruth, you're a respiratory nurse specialist with the Asthma Society. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. Very foggy here in Leitrim.
Is it? It's cold morning out there. And it's that type of morning that's not good for asthmatics because I have asthma myself and you can feel it in the air. But you're doing a winter wellness campaign, Deep Breath for Winter Wellness in the new year. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, our winter wellness campaign was launched before Christmas and we're kind of moving it again now. And yeah, typically this time of the year, and like this morning now, we've been very foggy. It's kind of typical weather now for making asthma worse. So again, it just focuses on keeping well over winter. And now all our members were actually posted out a winter wellness pack as part of this campaign before Christmas. And but for people that weren't posted out, they actually can download it from our website, from asthma.ie, if anybody's interested in doing that.
Okay. Now, you're saying all your members. Now, people who are probably tuned in today may not be a member. I am not a member. I never even would have known. Like, does your GP recommend you, or is it just people to sign up yourself to become a member with yourselves?
Exactly, yes. You can just go onto our website there and register. It's free to become a member. There's no charge. And you obviously will be giving us your email address so we can send you out different information at different times of the year whenever we're running different campaigns. Like for now, our winter wellness campaign, then we'll be doing a hay fever one later on and children in schools and things like that. So, yes, you know, and you get regular kind of contact or information from us about different aspects of asthma management.
Yeah, because you really should have a plan in action, really, shouldn't you, when you have asthma? I know I've had asthma all my life, and at this stage I kind of just, you know, I probably have got lazy and I don't really kind of stick to a plan, where you should really always have a plan in place.
Yeah, that's perfectly correct. Yeah, and again, our asthma action plan can be downloaded from our website. Take it along to your GP or message us on WhatsApp or phone our advice line and we can talk you through it. But everybody should actually have an asthma action plan in place. So the asthma action plan is actually divided up into three sections. So you have the green section, which is what you do when you're well. Obviously, just take your medication as prescribed, and it kind of gives you the symptoms and all the rest of the things to watch out for, you know, then whenever you move into the orange zone, which is when you're not so well. So again, it'll tell you kind of what to expect, you know, maybe when you're on a bad day or, you know, and then it'll also tell you what to do with your medication, whether to increase your control or medication. And then you're in the red zone, then it's when you're actually having an acute asthma attack. So that actually goes through the whole five-step rule and again, who to contact and all that.
Yeah. And it has been a worrying time the last 18 months, if not more now, with COVID and for people who have asthma, because you know, the worry, I suppose, of someone who has had an asthma attack, they know it's quite a frightening experience. It's not nice. And probably the fear of even, you know, developing COVID on top of asthma. It's a bit of a scary time out there. So how do you reassure people if they're listening in today?
Yeah, it is a scary time without a doubt, and we do get a lot of, you know, anxious callers and messages on WhatsApp and that about this. So again, it was the big reassurance with COVID is that just because you have asthma doesn't mean you're any more at risk of getting COVID. Yeah. So you're not more predisposed. That's one that thing that's reassuring. And there is some research out there to say, tell us that, you know, if you're on a controller inhaler, which has a little bit of inhaled steroid in that, that is actually helping you and protecting you against things as well, against all the viruses, not just, I mean, you have to remember that, like, there's loads of other viruses around at this time of year as well as COVID. And, you know, you have to protect yourself against all those as well. So people that have very severe asthma, it's a different story for them. So, you know, they need to keep in regular contact with their consultant or with their GP, and because they're probably a little bit that higher bit risk of developing COVID.
Yeah.
And getting more severe illness from COVID as well. Most people, as I say, that have asthma will get probably a mild version of COVID and they'll be fine.
Once your facts, just I suppose keep up with your preventer, and you know, as I said, keep to the plan, keep yourself healthy, and you know,
get your vaccines as well. You know, really important you have your vaccines. Yes, and continue to keep taking your controller medication is really important.
Yeah, and somebody, as I said, like myself, who's kind of gone away off and don't kind of stick to any plan. You know, it is important to keep up with your preventer. I know sometimes if you feel well, I know the doctor always said to me, always take your preventer, but if you feel well, some people might say, well, I don't need it, but it is very important, isn't it, to take that?
It is indeed, yes. And most preventers or controllers are prescribed twice a day. Some of the newer ones are once a day. They're easier to remember because you only have to remember it in the morning time and that's you done for the day. So, you know, there are different options. So if you are struggling kind of to remember how, you know, to take your inhaler, you maybe talk to your doctor about maybe changing over to a once a day treatment. And you know, you find too with children, like it's easy when they're at school because, you know, they're all in a routine, so it's very, you know, simple to do it. But when you find when holidays kick in, that's when the fun starts, and that, you know, people do forget, and children do forget, and parents do forget, you know, because routine goes out the window. You know, so it's trying to tie it in as well into your daily routine. So, you know, we all have breakfast in the morning, so it's a good time to take your inhaler at breakfast time. You know, and then maybe brushing your teeth before you brush your teeth when you're going to bed, you know, at night. So, you know, try and tie it into other things that's going on in your life, so it kind of triggers you to remember it as well.
Exactly. And one more question I just want to ask you before you go, Ruth. If there's people listening in today and they have a bit of a wheezy constant cough and they haven't been diagnosed with asthma, but it isn't going away and they seem wheezy, they should really go and get checked out.
They should, yes, most definitely. And, you know, which probably is a bit of a problem at the moment, the way things are. But, you know, definitely, you know, and the GPs won't want to see you because you're obviously having respiratory symptoms. So, but this, you know, they can assess you over the phone. They can assess you through a video link call. You know, it can be done, and asthma can be diagnosed without having to actually attend your GP face to face.
But if you feel you're someone who has asthma and they're having a bad attack, just go to the hospital if you... If you feel it's getting worse, don't leave it.
Definitely. Follow your five-step rule and get help. Yes, don't leave it and don't ignore it.
Right, so what's the five-step rule before I let you go?
So the five-step rule is kind of the first thing is whenever you know, it tells you whenever you're having an acute asthma attack, so sit up and sit straight, take slow, steady, deep breaths is number two. The third one then is to take one puff of your inhaler every minute for 10 minutes of your blue inhaler through a spacer, ideally. And that means the medication will get into your lungs much better and more efficiently and work better. For a child under the age of six, it's six puffs of their inhaler over 10-minute period. Then call 999. The number four is the fourth step on the rule. So you call 999 or 112 to get emergency help. And then number five is that if what you've done at number three, as in taking your blue inhaler, if it hasn't worked, you repeat number three again, so take another 10 puffs of your inhaler.
10 puffs.
So again, if you're a lay-by person, or, you know, you're standing with somebody that's actually having an acute asthma attack, don't ever leave them on their own. That's really important, you know. And you're the person that can do number four, that you can ring for help for them as well. So it, you know, but the really important thing is as well is if you've taken the blue inhaler and it's not working for you, that means you need to go straight to hospital.
Yeah, and don't leave it too long. Okay, so thanks a million, Ruth, for talking to us this morning. And that Winter Wellness campaign is all up on the website. And if you want to become a member, you can just go on to asthma.ie. And everything is online there, yeah?
Yeah, it is indeed.
Thanks a million, Ruth, for talking to us this morning here.
Thank you.
Bye.